If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's National I Love My Feet Day. That's just gross. I'm sorry. We'll cover it. We'll talk about it. But oh God, this is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, August 17th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, several days today. We'll start out actually with National Nonprofit Day. Yeah, it's not just a specific nonprofit. It's all of them. Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. I mean, we can't give a holiday to every single nonprofit. So today, it's all of them. Yeah. So what can you do? Well, there's plenty of things you can do to help, right? Well, right now, pick up the phone, go online, schedule a day where you can go help out. That would be a great thing to do. Or if you can get there today, that would be awesome too. You can also donate to your favorite nonprofit or charity. And you know what? You can also just thank a person that you know is already helping out in a nonprofit. That also kind of gives that extra drive there, right? Maybe share a nonprofit's message on your social media or try to get some friends to donate if you can't donate yourself. There you go. Or get everybody to donate. You donate and they donate. That would be cool too. Or, hey, check this one out. Here's an idea for you. Start your own. Yeah, start a nonprofit. Figure out some need and there you go. Go out and do it. Why not? It's not that difficult. I actually did help somebody one time start a nonprofit and it's doable. It's a little bit of work, I'll tell you that. But it's definitely doable and worthy, assuming it's a worthy cause. I don't know exactly what you're doing. I'll just assume it's a worthy cause. Let's just go with that. You know, if it's about your feet, maybe it's not a worthy cause because I have mentioned this. We had like National Toe Day or something. It's just not cool. Today, though, I love my feet day. Here's the thing. I get it. You know, they absorb the entire force of your body with each step every single day. So I get it. Feet are great. I'm not saying that they're not great, but I don't need to see them. Yeah, check out this. 25% of people over 45 suffer from some form of foot pain, and all of them sound gross. Plantar fasciitis, bunions, ingrown toenails, toe jam, athlete's foot. They're just covered in sweat glands and bacteria. Bacteria lives between the toes. And if you like Limburger cheese, which nobody likes the smell of it, it's actually the same sort of bacteria that makes Limburger cheese that grows between toes. I'm really sorry if you're eating and you're listening to this. Maybe you're not offended by feet. Maybe you think they're perfectly fine. Maybe you've got some sort of a fetish where you're okay with feet. I don't know, but not me. I don't like them. So there you go. Good luck with National I Love My Feet Day. Do with it what you want to. Black Cat Appreciation Day is today. Now I get behind this. I like black cats. My first cat was a black cat, all black. And guess what? I didn't have any bad luck. maybe I did and I didn't know it. I don't know. But no, they're actually good luck in some other places. For instance, in Japan, they are lucky. In Scotland, if a strange black cat is on your porch, it means prosperity is on its way. How cool is that? So I guess it depends on where you live on how you think about black cats. Oh, in Germany, by the way, if it crosses from the left to right, it's lucky. The other way, you're in trouble. So I guess it's all in how you look at it. There you go. Okay, it's also National Thrift Shop Day today. And, you know, I was wondering, how are thrift shops doing now that we've gone through this whole COVID situation? Because plenty of businesses are in trouble. They've had some issues and some businesses came out of this just fine. Well, it looks like there's many reports saying that thrift stores are thriving. Yeah, that's great for them, right? That's awesome. And they're actually getting plenty of shoppers and plenty of donations. Both of those things have soared since COVID. So awesome for the thrift shops out there. Now, they say that despite being closed for some time, 2020 was actually one of their best years. Now, I'm not talking about all thrift shops because I'm sure some didn't do so hot, but this is seems like it's the majority. And all my research, all the articles that I read, it seems like they did pretty darn good. So if you're going to go to a thrift shop, what should you buy? Okay, according to several different articles I went through, I'm like, let's pick the items that they should buy. So here you go, books. You want to get books there. You want to get picture frames because, you know, picture frames are just expensive. And if they're there, then hey, you know, you can repurpose them, do something with them, right? That's a good one to buy. Seasonal decor. And people get rid of this. They don't want to hang, you know, I don't know, a Christmas tree in their house or whatever it is, or some sort of cool wreath thing. I know. A fake Christmas tree I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the live ones. I know those wouldn't be in a threat anyway. Yeah, seasonal decor is kind of a cool thing to buy there, as well as furniture. Now, what do you not buy? Many of the lists agree on this one. Bedding. Yeah. Mattresses. Oh, nah. And this one I didn't see on any list, but I'm going to go ahead and add one myself here, and I'm going to say underwear. Don't do it. Not a good idea. All right. Maybe I should have said shoes based on my foot thing earlier. Yeah, let's talk about our events and start in 1986. Long Beach, California, there was a concert going on, a Run DMC concert, and things just got out of control. 42 people were stabbed in a riot at this concert in Long Beach. They can't cancel their show the next night, and so there was no performance in Hollywood the next night. Actually, there had been four or five other shows with Run DMC that had some issues with some violence, and you know, it's everywhere. There's been so many different things with violence. I went on YouTube and I just looked up some concert violence. And wow, I felt like I needed to punch something afterwards. But the big one to come up was Woodstock 1999. Oh, man, there is a documentary right now on HBO that I just watched a couple of weeks ago. You got to go check this out. It's awesome. It talks about Woodstock 99 and how it just completely went off the rails. This is the one with the rioting and the fires and sheriffs coming in, all kinds of crazy stuff happened at Woodstock 99. Check out that documentary if you've got HBO. If not, maybe look on YouTube. Maybe you'll be able to find it. I'm just saying. All right, let's look at 1988. Republicans nominated George H.W. Bush for president. Yeah, this is after, you know, Ronald Reagan, he served his 8 years. So George H.W. would go out there and become president and he would promise no new taxes. Yeah, maybe in a future episode, we'll get into how that worked out. Here's another one, 1998, another presidential story. Well, this day was an interesting one for Bill Clinton in 1998. Yeah, he had to do a taped testimony in front of a grand jury about Monica Lewinsky and their improper physical relationship. Okay, so this is the day where he said, well, it depends on what the meaning of the word is. Yeah, that happened during the day. At night, he went on live TV and addressed the nation. He said, this afternoon in this room, I testified before the Office of the Independent Counsel and the grand jury. Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate. And there you go. After months of denying, he finally said, yeah, it happened right there in the Oval Office. Wow, I almost made a slip there. Here's the thing with this whole deal, right? You think Bill Clinton had been prepping his entire life, really, to become president. Monica Lewinsky, an intern. Now, she was smart. She was, you know, she got there to be an intern, but she was not prepared for this whole grand jury thing. You think about what she was going through with all of that. That's just crazy. Oh, and she was only 7 years older than Bill Clinton's daughter, Chelsea. Yeah. Alrighty, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Davy Crockett was born on this day in 1786. Mae West was born on this day in 1893. Robert De Niro turns 78 today. Belinda Carlisle is 63. Sean Penn is 61. Donnie Wahlberg is 52. And figure skater Gracie Gold is 26. That is your look at August 17th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart. We're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Just head over to our website, thisistodaypodcast.com, to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts. And no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions, hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.